Tony looked back at Wyatt with the look of, "You're in so much trouble." Wyatt thought about telling Mr. Lee what he had done, but the fear was too overwhelming. He kept his mouth shut and waited until the perfect moment to sneak the x-ray glass back into the drawer. "Okay, well, I guess we can't use it today, but maybe if I find it." "For now, let's just do our regular lesson," said Mr. Lee. The class groaned in disappointment, but Wyatt let out a sigh of relief. Wyatt took out his notebook from his backpack with great delicacy, trying not to reveal the x-ray glass. All day, Wyatt felt like the only thing on his mind was that thing in his backpack. His body tingled and his hands were warm with sweat.